Hello everyone and welcome to Simply Conscious. It's so good to have your support. It's so good to have your presence here with me today. And we are in week seven. Time is flying, man. Time is going so fast. So today I wanted to talk about nature and our connection with nature. So I'm sure you all know that we are made up of the universal elements, which I will go to in a bit more detail as we go on through the podcast. But what we see nowadays are a lot of skyscrapers being built, loads of flats being built, high rises, right? People living on top of each other, so to speak. Yes, it's due to restriction of space and everything. So I totally understand sometimes it is the only option, or sometimes we don't have enough funds, or you know, it's quite a tough situation and we end up living in an apartment. But what are these buildings made of? These skyscrapers, these high rises. The main material would be metal, right? So different types of metals are used. There'll be beams everywhere, right? The ceilings are made with all these rods of metal and all sorts. So the main material is metal. Obviously, there will be concrete and other elements in there too. But what does this do to us? So all the wiring that goes on in there, everything, it all adds a layer of strain. It adds a layer of tension of some sort in the electromagnetic field, which is already present within you and around you. So you may feel stressed out sometimes if you do go to an apartment and you're not used to being there, or a high-rise building. You may feel, some people get headaches that I've heard of, or they're getting angry for no reason sometimes. Also, things like having elevators in there, lifts, that is also portraying, showing a strain, right? The rods that are in there, the mechanism, everything is being pulled. There is tension. That tension is then also added to the environment that is there, which is affecting your electromagnetic field. Also, are you connected to Mother Earth when you're in the building? No. Are you able to step out in a garden? No. So where has that connection gone that we need on a regular basis if we are living there? We are missing this vital connection with Mother Earth. And it is putting weight on our being. It is putting strain, tension. The environment that we stay in. Also, the environment that we work in. Many of us may be working in a block, you know, an office block. We have hundreds of offices around each other. They have hundreds of computers in there too. We can't, you know, a lot of us work on them. It's our mode of earning money. So I'm not saying not to work on them. I also have to work on them too. But you'll notice when you're working at home, there may be just one machine that you're working on. And when you're working in the office, where there's hundreds of machines around you, you'll notice the level of stress. You'll notice how different it is, how the environment is different, how it's affecting your performance. Some people are able to focus more in the office, which is fine, because they're not distracted. But what I'm trying to say, it's just being mindful of where we are, when we're trying to work, where we're residing. What can we do to overcome the environment that we're in? Okay, so say if we are living in a block of flats, that's fine. Okay, how can I incorporate nature in my apartment? Maybe a few plants dotted around everywhere. Maybe some nice paintings of nature, instead of random paintings that we might see, you know, that don't really add anything to our being, creating a harmonious space inside. So using natural elements, you may be using wood in certain places, in furniture, tables. So incorporating natural elements where we can. That also helps to reduce a little bit of the effect, of course. But what we see around us, will influence our mood, will influence our emotions that are being processed on a day-to-day basis. It'll affect the way that I interact with my family. And the electromagnetic affects my nervous system straight away. It'll put some tension on there because the nervous system is an energetic system, as are we, of course, yes? We are energetic beings. Everything is controlled by energy within us, thoughts, emotions. So this energetic being of ours is very sensitive. It's like a finely tuned orchestra, the endocrine system, which secretes hormones, produces them. If one of them is not working or not producing enough hormone, it will cause an issue somewhere. Like if you are maybe underproducing thyroid or overproducing the thyroid hormone, that may cause issues. Underproducing may cause weight gain. It may cause inflammation in the body, bad digestion, hair loss, your nails becoming really thin, brittle nails, may affect your bones because the T3, T4 levels are throughout the whole body. So just that one hormone of thyroid, if that is affected, that will cause a range of imbalances in the body, in your organs. And that's just one of the hormones that I'm talking about. So what else can we do? It'll be good to get out in nature. How happy do we feel when we go to the park sometimes? We are free, especially if we go to the beach. You know, we are in a collectivity of nature. The crashing of the waves, just looking at water outside, it just calms the senses, it calms the mind. Sitting on the sand, yes, it may be warm or cold or it could be hot, you know, but we are in nature. That recharges our electromagnetic field. And there have been many studies done on this. You can look it up online as well. And we instantly feel good. If we go to the mountains sometimes, we go for a walk in the countryside, listening to the sound of nature, listening to the sound of the birds chirping away. It is reconnecting us back to source. So if we are living in a chaotic area, you may be living in the heart of the city somewhere, in a busy hustle and bustle. You wake up, got to go work, and everything is just one thing after another. Yeah, constant interaction with tech, on your phone, on your smartwatch, on your laptop. You know, there is no missing out on it. TV, your tablet, right? It's just to name a few of the objects that we are in constant connection with for most of the day. That is adding a layer of pressure to my electromagnetic field. So we are losing vitality. Vitality is in your root chakra. Muladhara chakra is what we call it, right? The support system, the base of vitality. That is the earth element. And when we are tired, my legs may feel tired, so energy is draining down instead of going up the body, firing the system up. And as we move a little higher, the Swadhisthana chakra, the sacral chakra, center of water, which is reactive, very sensitive. It likes receiving. Yes? center of emotion, also center of creativity. And as we move a little higher, Manipur Chakra, the center of a spiritual fire, the solar plexus, what we also call it. If that is too hot, it may become painful for people sometimes because they may be angry all the time. High ego sometimes. If it is a bit on the lower side, it may be low self-esteem, low lack of willpower, lack of vitality. You're not feeling hungry too much. Lack of sleep sometimes because you're not able to fire up the furnace. Food is not digesting that well. Loss of appetite. If it's in balance, it will be functioning perfectly fine and you're feeling fit and healthy. There's a healthy glow on your face. Your immune system is fired up. You rarely get ill. Then as we move a little higher to the heart space, which is the center of air. So the Manipur Chakra or the solar plexus was the center of fire. Sacral Chakra, center of water. Root, center of earth. And we move to the heart, which is the center of air. And it is connected to devotion, center of love, compassion, giving, forgiving. If my heart space is blocked, then it will be the opposite of that. I am unable to give love. I may have put up many boundaries because I've been hurt in the past. I've become fearful. I think I'm being judged. Lack of trust. Right? And as we move a little higher, we are connecting to the higher elements of ether. So the throat chakra, Vishuddhi chakra. And as we move a bit more higher, to the third eye, divine vision, we're moving into the finer elements of ether. And as we move a little higher to the crown, the gateway to the higher self, the gateway to spirit. So, we are made up of universal elements. And why do we run away from them? Why don't we go outside sometimes? Even just looking out the window for like 5 minutes will bring you to peace if you have got a stressful day ahead of you. Or if you're working and you just need a bit of a break, just go outside 5 minutes and come back and you'll feel so much better instead of resorting to a cup of coffee which might give you some stimulation for 10 minutes and you crash again. If you went outside, be perfectly fine. Come back in and you're good. But then we see people going outside to smoke, which might do the opposite. So just be careful, be mindful of where you are, what you're listening to, who you're talking to, how you are interacting with people. Be the observer of the self. And you will see what you can change, how you can elevate your being. So with that, I'll leave you for this week. And I look forward to connecting with you next week, where we're going to go into a bit more on the healing systems, on how to heal the body. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a great week ahead. Sending you my love. Take care.